earth, and sky.
Citizen scientists can play a vital role in the scientific endeavor, maybe more so than they have in the last century.
You're listening to ecologist Carol Brewer of the University of Montana, and this is Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science. Dr. Brewer is talking about Project Budburst, where ordinary people do real science by recording seasonal changes in plants. Earth Sky's Jorge Salazar interviewed Carol Brewer about this citizen science.
Your expertise is in biology and ecology. Now, thinking outside of the classroom, what does it mean to be literate in biology and ecology, and why is it important?
Well, you know, if you look up literacy in the dictionary, it means to be able to read and write. But today, when we talk about science literacy or ecological literacy, we think of it as having dimensions beyond reading and writing. And these dimensions include acting on the knowledge you have and putting it to good use in your life. So what does it mean to be ecologically literate? Well, to me, it means that you not only have the factual knowledge about ecology and you have the ability to use it for thinking about the environment, I think of it as also having a citizenship dimension.
You know, what is one thing that you'd like to tell people that might help them become more ecologically literate? What help us out here?
Well, you know, one thing that I think about a lot is the extent to which people have been have become disconnected from nature over time, and we don't get outside, we don't make observations about the places that we live, and we don't make those observations over seasons and over years. So, to me, one way of becoming more ecologically literate is learning how to read and write the environment, if you will. What are the signals and the signs of changing seasons that happen over the course of the year? In some ways, I think of that as an ability to read and understand the environment. Knowing the species that live around us, how seasonal patterns play out, when things bloom, when they form seeds, when they drop those seeds in Montana, when animals go into hibernation, all of these things are provide a dimension of ecological literacy that's really grounded in this place.
And this reminds me of a conversation we had previously about a project to get ordinary folks like me involved in making these kinds of observations of when the seasons turn like this, Project Budburst?
That's right. Project Budburst is a citizen science campaign that was developed by my colleagues and myself to understand the seasonal progression through observing the life cycles of plants. And this is a national campaign where beginning in spring, wherever that is, in terms of where a person lives, people look at particular plant species in their neighborhoods or around the places that they live, and they monitor the onset of leaves essentially when buds burst. And then they follow those plants throughout the growing season until they eventually become dormant or die if they're annuals.
Yeah, I think that's a really great thing to look forward to in the winter, something fun to do outside and something that'll it'll also give you a feeling of participating in real science.
Yeah, that's right. And it's so important for people to get involved in science. We really need people to help us out in terms of making these kinds of observations. Plants are really interesting in terms of understanding the influence of environmental conditions because, you know, once a plant sets root, it's pretty much stuck in that place for its entire life cycle. And one thing that plants can do that's really cool is they can position their leaves to better collect light for photosynthesis. If you look at trees, you'll notice that leaves at different places on those trees might be bigger or smaller, or they might be more indented or more round, or they might be more or less hairy. And all of these kinds of features tell us something about how they've adapted to the place that they live. Many of the questions that we're grappling with right now related to how plants and animals are going to respond to climate change require observations across huge geographical areas and over long time periods. And the scientists who are working on these questions about the influence of climate change on plants and animals simply can't get to every place on this planet where these species live. So it's vitally important to get people from across the nation and really across the world so that we have lots of eyes on the landscape. Citizen scientists can play a vital role in the scientific endeavor, maybe more so than they have in the last century.
All right. It sounds to me like getting involved in the science might actually help overcome these feelings that you might get when you pick up a paper and read it. There's a new science report out that's saying that there's something bad happening in the environment. It's almost like you want to tune out. You know, you just don't want to hear the bad news anymore. You know, you don't want to know what's happening anymore. Could you give us more of your thoughts on how to get past that kind of feeling?
Well, you know, I've been doing ecological research or studying ecology now for, oh, geez, maybe 30 years. And the involvement and engagement of the public is at a new record level. There are new coalitions between the public and scientists and decision makers forming at the grassroots level all the time. I see this conversation as being more dynamic than it has been really in the last 30 years.
You've been listening to ecologist Carol Brewer. She's Associate Dean in the College of Arts and Sciences and a professor in the Division of Biological Sciences at the University of Montana. She's also a member of Earth Skies Global Science Advisory Council, helping to bring the insights of scientists to people around the world. To subscribe to this and other free science podcasts, visit the subscribe page at earthsky.org. I'm Deborah Bird, and you're listening to Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science.
We're at earthsky.org.